Hey guys, it's Eddie, just one half of your cryptid conspiracy figments couple. Colleen's not here with me right now, but I just wanted to say a couple of things before we get started with tonight's episode. First thing is, what we're presenting to you is the second of the AllCon 2014 Figments live shows. The reason why this is coming to you a few weeks late is because this show was actually our very first live show that we've ever done. We also had brand new recording equipment. It literally came in days before the convention. So we were still getting used to the equipment and the levels and how to make everything sound just right. So the audio on the first show was really bad, and we had to spend these last few weeks really taking our time and tweaking a lot of the levels and making sure that what we presented to you tonight was something that was halfway decent in the, as far as audio quality was concerned. The content was amazing. We had a great crowd, lots of interaction, lots of laughs. The other thing about tonight's episode is it's actually in two parts. We recorded two things at AllCon for this Cryptids episode. The first one that you're going to hear is 45 minutes long. It was recorded on a Friday night, and because of time restraints, we weren't able to cover everything. So on Saturday night, Colleen and I were able to find a small private room, and we were able to record a 20-minute supplemental. So tonight on this episode, you're going to hear about the 45-minute mark. We're going to start closing out the show. Well, don't turn off the episode just yet, because what you're going to miss is the follow-up 20-minute bonus episode tacked on at the end. So this whole episode is going to run just about a little over an hour. So the first part is about 45 minutes. It'll sound like we're closing out the episode, but in reality, it's going to lead into the 20-minute supplemental episode. So just kind of giving you a heads up that at the 45-minute mark, do not turn off the episode, because then you'll miss out on a lot of fun that we had doing the supplemental episode. So without further ado, I present to you the second AllCon 2014 Figments live show, Bigfoot, Mothman, and Other Cryptid Creatures.
Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, the Chupacabra, UFOs, aliens, Area 51, conspiracies, unsolved crimes, the supernatural. Are they real, or are they figments? With your hosts, Colleen and Eddie Medina.
Hello and welcome to Figments, the podcast where we explore the unknown and the unexplained. I'm your host, Eddie Medina, and with me is my lovely, lovely co-host, as always, Miss Colleen Medina.
Hello!
And we're here at AllCon. Give them some love, AllCon.
Woo-hoo!
Yes. One of the most awesome places you can be in the Metroplex this weekend.
If you're
Skippy McFederson, that voice you just heard is the illustrious Jedi Cole from the Jedi Cole universe. Yes.
Yay!
Our kind executive producer of Figment. So he's allowed to say whatever he wants to say tonight.
Within reason.
Yes.
It's just gonna be a love fest.
This is gonna deteriorate into a love fest. That was Bobby Blakey, by the way. But let's go ahead and get started. This, of course, is Bigfoot, Mothman, and Other Mysterious Monsters.
I saw that movie.
You did.
Yeah,
I thought you meant Mysterious Monsters.
Richard Gere.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
So. lots of interruptions by Bobby, and probably...
Hold on, I'm getting internet movie deafness.
Well, we got some questions here. Unless y'all have questions you want to start off. If not, we got some internet submitted questions.
How
do we meet?
I have a question.
We're on a Bigfoot hunt.
We can
talk about us.
Bobby.
See, we were actually on a Bigfoot hunt in separate camps. I was on my own walking through the woods. Colleen saw me, thought I was a Bigfoot, and tried to take a shot at me.
There's
good Lord, please tell me that was a true story.
It was true.
There's no way he'd be walking in the woods by himself. No way possible.
I have a question.
Okay, Bobby, go
okay,
ahead and go.
Okay, you want to use the mic, sir? What?
I have a serious question in relation to the topic at hand.
Speak up.
Hello. How did you two get into this kind of, like, the legends and the mythology and get all your interest in all this nonsense stuff.
Obviously, you've not listened to episode one of Figments. Shame on you.
Yeah, Bobby.
I don't listen to the shows I appear on.
Do you want? How about you start?
And you didn't get a T-shirt.
Yeah.
You didn't get a T-shirt either.
Clearly, me and Colleen are not part of the. Hate.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead and start?
So did he? Sorry.
Okay, so to answer your question, I have actually. Always kind of been interested in it as a little kid. I remember seeing the Roger Patterson, just the still shot in a magazine or a book or something.
Yeah.
And my parents were, of course, telling me it was fake. And I always wanted to believe it was real and always wanted to believe in UFOs and all that. But I live with a family of skeptics. So I was pretty much the only one in my family that believed in any of that kind of stuff. And after I got older, I just kind of let it go and moved on to other things. And then Eddie and I got together, and he kind of convinced me that the Patterson footage that we call Rachel is real, and I guess watching documentaries and stuff, we figured that out.
See, I was the same way. I actually discovered cryptid creatures, like, in the most unusual of places, my school library. I was in kindergarten, so I read this. Yes, yes. Yeah, I'll send you up for that, Bobby. And
this is Frank is here to make the kind of remark.
Yeah. But that was it. I mean, I kind of read this book. It got me really interested in cryptids and so forth. And so just kind of blossomed from there. I've always, you know, I've always wanted to believe in things.
Book have something scary in it?
Yeah, Lizard Man. I still
can't. But wasn't it talking about somebody dying or something? It killed somebody or something?
I don't know. No,
it's scary, you can't remember.
I can't. I blocked it all out. That's right.
I was thinking, what kind of books do you have in your library as a kid?
But yeah, that's basically it. Yeah. Any other questions? If not, we can go to the internet interwebs. No, not for now. Just interrupt us if you do.
I do want to ask one thing.
Sure.
Yes, Cole, you may go ahead.
By high school or junior high, junior high, I remember actually having a fleeting interest in the cryptids, and they were like, you know, the obvious ones like Bigfoot and Loch Ness Monster, and then. I remember my older brother saying, "Well, then there was Big Bird." I'm like, "That's a Muppet." And, but I mean, was there not
yes.
like a
Thunderbird?
Bird?
Yeah, this is one of your favorites. Why don't you give a little bit about that?
Thunderbird.
You know what? I'll take it because I'm just kidding.
You're probably talking about Thunderbird, which
not the marionettes.
No.
Third references and none of them are what you're talking about.
I know.
Not
sorry.
Not the car. But they think it's a pterodon?
Yeah, there's different reports. I mean, a lot of them appear in South Texas.
Yeah, that was the thing, is it was supposed to be in Texas.
Uh-huh.
One man now, whenever he was a little boy, I forgot where he was.
He was further north.
Andy!
The guy with the other shirt is here.
Is that Andy?
Yeah.
That's Andy? Oh, okay.
He was making his t-shirts. These chairs have...
So Cole, getting back to your question.
I'm sorry. So, continue about Big Bird.
Thank you, Thunderbird, Bobby. Nice. So anyway, this guy, whenever he was a kid, he actually said that a Thunderbird swooped down and picked him up and carried him like 15 feet or so.
Yeah.
And they think it was a California condor.
Yeah, but apparently they said the wingspan was somewhere like to 6 to 8 feet long, and it picked him up, carried him about 15 feet, dropped him. The mom was there. His friends were there. They all back up this account.
But his friends were named William and Travis.
What is that?
William and Travis. William Travis.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
have you ever thought of that before?
No, anyway, I have not.
So anyway, the bird tried to land in this tree, and apparently was too big to...
The
land.
Tree wouldn't support its weight.
Yeah, so it flew off.
It flew off. They never saw it again. Yeah. But yeah, that's the legend of the Thunderbird. There's plenty of accounts about the Thunderbird that really make you pause and think about, you know, the validity of it. Yes. Is this a real question, Bobby, Blakey?
I'm trying to stick to the topic. I'm trying to keep things flowing.
Yes, thank you.
It was real, man.
Thunderbird.
With all the different urban legends and, you know, supernaturals, whatever thing, is there any of these things that you just...
Yes.
Okay, this is what I want to
guess. Yes. Okay.
We don't believe everything.
No, I'm not saying, but I'm just saying that one.
Now,
I believe in bulldogs.
Kind of, sort of, yes, and kind of, sort of, no. Because the Jersey Devil, if you listen to the legend of the Jersey Devil, hold on. The story there is like the lady had 12 kids, okay? Her 13th child.
Misleads.
Yes. Yeah, clearly Hispanic. Did everyone get that? That was Bobby, not me saying that. So she had 12 kids. The 13th kid, she cursed it and said, "May this one be a devil," which I don't know why you want to do that.
Because it's the 13th one.
Yeah, I know, but still. So the kid came out apparently with hooves. And yeah, exactly. Apparently the kid came out with hooves and, you know, screeched wildly and like scurried up the wings and everything, scurried up the chimney.
Chimney.
Yeah.
Succubus.
Yeah.
Basically,
could be.
He's kind of right.
Yeah. Me personally, I think what people are seeing is probably misidentification with something else. I'm not saying there's not some sort of mysterious creature, undiscovered animal that's not associated with the Jersey Devil. I just don't subscribe to that, the whole theory about the 13th child being cursed and all that. That's just me.
No, yeah. I don't either.
Do you think maybe that's where the legendary Weekly World News story of Batboy may have been?
I think that's exactly... If y'all didn't hear that, that was Roy saying, is that where the Weekly World News story of the Bat Boy came from?
Is that for like everybody who has 13 kids, or is it just like that specific family with
the? I think it's a Yankee thing, honestly. I think that's all it is.
I agree.
Yeah.
We don't know about it down here.
Yeah.
We don't talk about that.
I'm
in
Jeffrey.
No, the 13th child down here turned into a Chupacabra
years
ago. Yeah. I should be 2 years ago.
Hello. Andrew Farmer from Hey Kids Comics.
Oh, wow. I got it now. Like, wow. I'm a cotillion.
It's like a
My first question is, Eddie, how did you marry up so well?
That was the question we were all
going for. I asked the hard-hitting question.
Get straight to the point.
Anything in the East, Northeast, I'm pretty familiar with this topic that I know and love. I just moved to Phoenix, Arizona.
Right.
As opposed to Phoenix, Norway.
Yeah. As opposed to Phoenix, Jean Grey. Yes, we know.
Yeah.
Oh, good one.
Jean Grey.
Phoenix, Nova Scotia.
Can you tell me anything that I should be on the lookout for out there, or anything that I should go check out
in Phoenix?
Yeah, like in the Arizona, in the Southwest area. Let's.
Yeah. Thank you.
Phoenix has the lowest crime rate in Southwest, sir.
Is that why you moved out there? Because you were a little scared, Andy?
I was scared of Midwest Ohio.
I'm not aware of anything.
I'm not either.
If anybody out there, with the exception of maybe UFOs and aliens, I'm getting probed, but, you know, I know one person in this audience that is into that.
He always finds a way to bring up the probing. Always.
I'm not aware of anything that stands out unless somebody in the audience knows of something.
Anyone? You don't know of anything in Arizona. Oh, I didn't get to finish the question earlier about not believing in everything.
I didn't get to hear what she just doesn't believe in. You're not one person.
Right, yeah, thank you.
You do have a co-host, mister.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit this here so y'all can speak up. Yeah.
I like the Jersey Devil legend. I do not believe in the Leeds story. Leave my microphone alone. I don't believe in the Leeds story. But I don't really think I believe in Chupacabra.
What?
You know, I mean, I think...
We've invited you twice here in the front row.
How dare you not believe in Chupacabra?
Well, I think it could just be misidentification. I really don't think it's anything.
A giant land leech.
That's what I call chupacabras.
A giant land leech.
That ties into mine.
Okay.
I know that's
it's
a thing.
Thing.
Yeah.
Down there. Shut up, Bobby. I will destroy you.
Turn into that girl.
Emotionally. Because I know that that's a thing out there, and that I never had to think about, or be like, I'm going to go find me a chupacabra in Ohio or West Virginia. You know, it was all Mothman, Bigfoot, aliens.
Yeah.
I think you'd be more likely to find chupacabra in Arizona. So yeah, be on the lookout, Andy.
Desert animal?
I think it's coming for you.
It's from Mexico.
Now,
it is sort of an indigenous.
Yeah, please.
Thing. If you look at it biologically, the chupacabra would never survive in that northern climate.
Now, Andy, I will warn you that Tremors was a real movie, so I would be on the lookout for graboids.
That was a documentary.
Yeah.
The giant death worm.
The fakest thing about that movie was Kevin Bacon.
No, the fakest thing about that movie was that Fred Ward actually got word past the 80s.
Oh, God.
I believe the chupacabra that I am of the Bigfoot. Because, like, the Bigfoot guy kind of looks like a guy in a suit. Where chupacabra is just like some hungry goat eating thing. Things eat goats.
I think the chupacabra might be like a, you know, like a wolf or a coyote or.
Okay,
not really a wolf, but a coyote.
We actually have a couple of questions from the interwebs.
Roy had a question.
Oh, hold on. Jeremiah asked, how do I become a cryptozoologist? And my answer is, have business cards printed up with your name on it. That says so.
I would say have no shame.
Yeah.
A costume would be good.
But
that's furries.
Cryptozoology is a wonderful field, don't get me wrong, but you can't get a degree in cryptozoology. I wish you could, but you know, you can't. But that's the Roy.
Deal on the Sci-Fi Channel.
That's right. Roy, did you have a question?
It's just something to study.
My question is directed to both of you.
Yeah.
If you could only have the opportunity to meet one of these like legendary creatures face to face, which one out of all of the big giant shopping list of all these would you want to actually like physically come in contact with?
Bigfoot. For sure, Bigfoot, because that's like the granddaddy, the grand poobah of all cryptozoology.
Eddie wouldn't stick around long enough. He would be hightailing it out of there, running.
It's like the second or third time you've thrown Eddie into the bus and being.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's scared.
So that's what I'm thinking. This is a question to Eddie then. Are you have like some kind of weird fear of like alone in the woods or something? Or is this coming from somewhere? Or is she just like.
Shaggy from Scooby Doo was based on that.
No fear of the woods. But I will admit, when it comes to the woods and nighttime and the trails, Colleen is definitely braver at that sort of thing than I am. We'll leave it at that.
If there's a tarantula around, you're on your own.
That has nothing to do with cryptozoology.
Or a piece of black plastic that looks like a tarantula. You're on your own.
Anything that could be something scary.
Yeah. Something. You got to fend for yourself.
Mist in the front.
Where have y'all looked for Bigfoot?
Us personally, only in Texas.
State parks.
Yeah.
Really? I thought he was more like a
Pacific Northwest.
Colorado. West Virginia.
No, see.
Whenever we went on our honeymoon in Georgia, we were kind of the lookout.
Georgia's probably the furthest away. In the Appalachian Mountains, we were doing a little bit of searching up there for a while.
Yeah, because I'll be honest, like when I think Bigfoot, I think Appalachian Mountains.
Yeah, Pacific Northwest. It's a regional thing. Down here in Texas, we have
there's
the Boggy Creek Monster. And
well,
we
that's
have,
not Texas.
Well, in the South. In the
Bobby,
South.
Bobby.
We have.
Do you believe, like,
Bobby
Creek just Monster. The one that just is roaming the earth like Kato and Kung Fu? Or do you think like families of them and stuff that are just showing up in different places?
I think they're nomadic families, personally. There's actually some evidence to support that.
Isn't there evidence out there that shows that possibly Yetis are related to the
Bigfoot? I feel they were.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Yeti, Sasquatch, Skunk Ape.
Hold on.
Duck Dynasty.
I think they have a TV show called Duck Dynasty.
No. Duck Dynasty.
One of them is shaved and walking around here. His name is Rick.
Oh!
Aw, poor Rick.
Poor Rick.
He was here. We told
him
this.
He was just here.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I was going to ask about Skunk Ape.
Skunk Ape?
Skunk Ape is mainly talked about in Florida.
Yeah.
It's sort of like, you know, camels and llamas. They're on opposite ends of the world, but they're related to each other. So
exactly.
It would be like the Himalayans are like the Appalachians of Asia.
Yeah. It is. And honestly, one theory is...
It's a little known fact, but yes, it's true.
Like the Philippines or the Mexicans of Asia.
I never knew Cole was an expert.
I know, exactly. One theory.
You knew what was going to happen when I came.
I know, here. I know. We should have known better. We should have locked you out in the hallway. But there's one theory that all these spawn from Gigantopithecus, which is the prehistoric ape.
Yeah.
which is 9 foot. They think yeah, 9 foot tall.
Also known as
yeah, and it was also known as big ass gorilla.
Big ass gorilla. That's yeah. it. That is actually the scientific term.
Yeah, that is. It was. It's a translation from the Greek.
Yeah. Gosh. Well, we actually got some of these people might be upset if we don't read their questions online. So let's.
They should come to all conferences.
I know exactly. Oh,
they should. Yeah, that's right.
Oh.
I'm
sorry,
Jeff 3261.
Skip Ewing Federson, not one.
Uh huh. Okay, why don't you read that one?
So, Mark W. asked, why have we not found any dead bodies for Bigfoot, Nessie, or any other cryptids?
Okay.
That's why.
No, that was actually a hoax. Here's the thing about...
Yeah, all the bodies that they found have been fake.
There is...
What about that incredibly realistic dead one from San Antonio? That couldn't be more... I mean, that looked so real, it was uncanny.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing about the dead bodies. A lot of people say, how come if there's Bigfoots out there, how come we haven't come across a body all these decades? The thing of it is, anything that dies out in the woods, scavengers are going to pick that sucker apart within days. I mean, they've set up cameras with deer carcasses strapped down to the ground, and that thing is gone within a matter of days with all the scavengers.
Yeah, they had a camera out there, and it showed the main source that was eating it was...
termites?
No, not termites.
No, for the bones and stuff?
Oh, like carnivorous termites.
Yeah.
What are those things called?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Those look
Go look
flies.
It up.
Flies.
Oh, maggots. Flushing
what'd you just maggots. Say? Maggots. Yes, thank you.
You couldn't think of maggots? I couldn't think of it either.
You couldn't think of John Cleese? Yeah.
Domestic violence.
I know.
You're so stupid.
You're so stupid.
Snap down. That's right.
Oh, but well, we know who's going to win that one.
The other part of it is, in the Pacific Northwest, everything is so lush up there. And apparently, with it being so humid, that's another thing. That's another factor in a lot of these bodies breaking down faster than normal. So the ground is not really good up there to, you know, store, to keep bones over a long period of time. They're just going to be eaten away by things.
That's right.
As far as, like, sea creatures, though... You got to think in the sea. Probably not a whole lot of stuff is going to wash up on the shore. A lot of things are just going to sink to the bottom. Bottom feeders, again, scavengers are just going to pick that sucker apart.
The water's going to kill it, unlike if it's
the
in the ocean.
The water's going to kill it? They're going to drown in the water?
Yeah, after they're, yeah. They're
okay,
drown in the
so
water.
So you're saying these sea creatures that live in the
Do
sea?
Do you want me to hurt you in front of all these people?
Please don't.
I hate to embarrass you on the show, but...
Please, but like, see, they're going to sink down to
marine
the
marine mammals and reptiles can drown.
Oh.
Yes. They can.
Sir, would you like to switch? Would you like to sit down?
Please.
I'll come down there and I will fix this show.
Yes, Andy.
Okay.
How do you feel about the aquatic ape theory?
What's the aquatic ape theory?
Well, let's hear it.
Please expand.
Is that the gorilla?
Yes, please expand on that. Did you just look that up on your phone?
No, actually... He's a master of the aquatic.
Actually, I've got a few books on it, and I don't really... can't speak to it very knowledgeably because my memory is shot from 3 hours of sleep.
Oh.
But there's an offshoot of human evolution that was driven into the ocean, essentially. Mm-hmm. And as the tides rose and as the food sources went further out, it evolved into what has been commonly referred to as merpeople.
Huh. Oh yeah, like mermaids and stuff. Yeah,
yeah. But I mean, there are people that will posit that actual scientific evidence, even linked to us as the people we are now, that this was at least at some point, if not currently still existing, an evolutionary offshoot of our human race. I just didn't know if you had any thoughts on it or if you had kicked it around. Also, I think it was on Discovery Channel. There's an amazing mockumentary about it.
Yeah, there's two.
But that's the crap. I mean, there are actually people out there that posit it and have done research. So, not me. I'm too busy doing podcasts with you guys. But...
there he goes trying to plug his show.
And he has the shirt to prove it.
I didn't say anything.
That would be Hey Kids Comics and the Jedi Cole Universe.
How are you got the mic? Don't never give him the mic.
All for you, sir. All the people.
So I know. I mean, that's my legitimate question. That's why. Have you guys thought about it or heard about it or if you want to follow up?
Anybody want to speak to that?
No. There's a legitimate theory that humans are a primate
offshoot that started to evolve towards water, hence the loss of fur,
right?
And then didn't make it. Okay. We didn't go all the way. And so
we're not that kind of girl.
We're beach apes. We're not quite water apes, but there's a actual theory out there right now that we're beach apes. Okay. Now
there's some beach apes out here right now.
But
beaches be crazy.
I knew that was coming for you.
But I think that somebody hooked onto that with some popular. Right. I've been drinking a lot. Let's come up with some kind of funky idea about
mermaids.
Exactly.
I'm going to ask a question.
Thank you.
I don't know who you are. What's your name, sir?
I'm Frank.
You look very intelligent.
It's the jacket. I just came
it
here
totally
for work.
Is.
If you notice, I said you look intelligent, so I'm going to believe what you say to Chris.
Let me take this off.
He's taking his clothes off. Sir. Okay, this is audio, not video. You don't have to get naked.
I thought he was like the scientist or something you brought in. I was like, this is awesome. He knows something.
I mean, we're like high tech. You know,
all my questions come from like silly B-rate horror films. I have no research.
Now I do have one question.
Okay.
Are zombievers real? I mean,
this summer they will be.
People pay to be in here, sir.
I cannot wait for that movie.
I better.
But
Andy, to get back to your question,
I know.
Thank you. You transmit professional.
You're
more professional than we are on our shows.
I haven't really given that much thought. I can look into that, but I don't
look into it and get back with
I don't really find any belief in evolution like that. So
back to your question, Andrew. I have no answer.
By the way, if Sci-Fi Channel is listening, do not turn beach apes into beach apes, please.
Oh, by the way, if Sci-Fi Channel is listening, please turn beach apes into beach apes.
If Sci-Fi Channel is listening, please bring back Mystery Science Theater.
Oh my god.
Let's get back to another question.
Why don't you get a question?
Actually, I have a legitimate question.
Okay.
There is one legend that I honestly do not know about, and I would like to get a Cliff Notes version of it.
Can you say it if you don't know about it?
Because all I know about it is the really crappy movie. The Mothman.
I would like to know about
the Mothman. Like, how much of the movie is actually legitimate, and how much of it is...
crap. I'm not an expert.
Come up, sir.
Oh, yeah.
And if there hasn't been enough plugs, this is Andrew Farmer from Hey Kids Comics.
I don't know that much about the movie. I saw the commercial for it.
I just
want to know about the chapstick.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I can... Okay.
Come on.
The movie does not answer any questions. You need to watch...
But that's the whole point. There's nothing answers any questions about the Mothman.
Well, you need to watch Eyes of the Mothman.
The documentary?
Right, to get information about it.
Well, here's the thing. I'm from Dayton, Ohio. And Dayton, Ohio is 3 hours from Point Pleasant, West Virginia, which Point Pleasant from West Virginia is where it happened. My dad actually grew up about 20 minutes from where it all went down.
Oh, wow.
There are multiple theories about what happened, but the ultimate kind of the thing that congeals all of them together is whatever the Mothman was, if the Mothman actually existed, it was a portent of doom. So whether it was, there's a theory about it possibly being some sort of future race of people that were coming back to warn us. It could have been aliens. It could have been just some supernatural creature. But it was important that in the movie, the bridge collapses, right? Yeah. The bridge collapses. The time period is wrong in the movie.
Yeah.
Because it was a modern, right? I mean, I think it was
modern time.
Yeah, it was modern.
Yeah, obviously that's not right. But the events that transpired were pretty close to accounts of what people said had happened.
The Northeast is populated by people that bought into the
you can't hear him at all.
World's radio transmission, correct?
Correct.
So we're talking about the same people that are willing to buy into a radio program, buying into a man that looks like a moth.
Right. It's okay, something that you're
on the same page.
No, it's pretty highly unbelievable, regardless. But it's a lot of fun.
Fun. Yeah.
If you ever are in or coming across 70 and you can get to Point Pleasant, the whole town is a monument to the Mothman. Yeah. Like. And there's also
you're saying there's a lot of money and nothing to do.
There's nothing to do.
That's your Richard Gere.
Yeah, exactly. There's also the Men in Black theory ties into the Mothman as well. That there was a government cover up, that people were coming in and trying to stop people from talking about it, that they knew about it. But there are, if you believe it, and I do not, but again, I think it's just the most fun ever. Mm-hmm. This is one of those things I don't believe. I believe a lot of cryptid mythology, but I do not. I have a real hard time. My dad's Die Hard. Mothman happened, really happened. I do not. My dad doesn't believe in the middle distance. He doesn't. He's all aliens and Mothman. Aliens and Mothman.
Did your dad?
Yeah. The actual time frame.
It was in like the 50s, wasn't it?
The 50s, I think, was the height of it.
Right. Because what would happen is, like, my dog died, but I saw the Mothman, so I knew that something bad was going to happen.
And that's actually an account.
Merle. Yeah, Merle. Yeah.
I thought there was tales of this that were supposed to go back to the 1700s.
There are.
There's multiple Mothman thingies?
Well, that's why they say it's a time-traveling something, because you start getting accounts, like you said, in the 1700s, and then they're sporadic, and eventually you end up with a quote-unquote good eyewitness account that they then made into a movie of the biggest event that transpired that did the most damage.
The Silver Bridge.
Yeah.
That was Mothra.
First thing I told him was like, watch, they're going to say, you're talking about the wrong thing.
You're thinking about Rodan, and that was something.
I have a question.
No, you're thinking about August Rodan.
Bobby, I was born.
I knew where you were going.
All right, I'm done. But that, yeah, so.
Thank you, sir.
To answer, there are no answers.
Okay.
But the movie is an actual eyewitness account. They've taken this thing and just stretched the silly putty as far as it'll go. But
right.
If you like Colleen said, if you watch The Eyes of the Mothman,
right.
That's going to give you a lot more factual information.
That's a documentary. They actually talked to people who say that they've seen it, things that have happened. They refer to people that have seen it.
Outside of their house.
Right. So the movie, we were really let down by
the movie.
The movie
is kind of crappy.
Sorry. I was really excited before I went to go see it, but
if you really want to see something good about the Mothman, search for the documentary, and it's on Netflix, Eyes of the Mothman. It's excellent. Excellent.
Yeah, and it's really long, too.
Just one quick question from Christina Haley, who sent this in. She wanted to know she said, I need to know the exact location of Boggy Creek. I have family in Arkansas and Texarkana and can never sleep when I'm near there for fear of the Boggy Creek monster. So,
by the way, on every single one of those movies, the Boggy Creek monster is one that fascinates me.
Oh, Boggy Creek is awesome.
There's actually four of them.
There's four?
Yeah, because they made one back in 2010.
Okay, we don't count that one.
Yeah, so I even own that one.
Actually, I don't count the third one with Dana Plato either, but that's okay.
Yeah, the legend continues to be heard by no one anymore. It's T3K. The Boggy Creek one always fascinated me. And what was great was I remember when the first film came out, my parents went to go see it and were terrified by it, and they hyped it up so much for me that to the point where I was actually afraid in San Francisco, California, out of all places, that the Boggy Creek monster was going to come rapping at my window.
Higher chance of that happening in San Francisco.
And as a kid, you know, finally they said, okay, we're going to sit down and we're going to let them watch this thing. And so they're showing me the Boggy Creek monster movie at the age of 5.
Oh, wow.
So, needless to say, it's screwed with my mind, but at the same time, I've been fascinated with it, and I thank Mystery Science Theater 3000 for giving it the smackdown it deserved. But
But yeah, I've always loved the Boggy Creek story.
Well, we're still kind of looking up where it's
at. Where it's at. Colleen, where exactly for Christina, who's going to listen in later, where's Boggy Creek at?
Well, it's about almost 3 hours away from Dallas. It's Falk, Arkansas.
Okay.
So it's...
So basically, when she's visiting her relatives, she needs to be...
On the lookout. Literally. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Basically. Exactly.
Because there's not a whole lot to do in Falk, Arkansas, so...
Except look for the little creature.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's why he's so popular, because he's big even creature. Bored out there, so he's coming into town trying to look for some action. Yes.
That's right.
Andy.
I was born in Dayton, Ohio.
Get out of here. And I've been thinking, okay, he had that serious look on his face.
I know.
I have actually two questions.
One at a time.
The recent release from myself and Cole, You Are Here, Volume 1, that's currently available at Alcon for $5 at my table.
Oh my God. Bless you, sir.
Thank you, sir. There's a cartoon in that that is dedicated
to the
various Bigfoots, Yetis. How accurate was their portrayal in said cartoon?
Get out of here.
You sorry son of a bitch.
Yes. Okay. Now my real question is...
You actually made him cuss. Wow.
Victory is mine.
Fans of Bigfoots, please go to Bobby's table.
If you want to see the cartoon that has made Eddie cuss. Now, kind of stepping away from the Bigfoots and whatnots.
Big
where
feet.
Do y'all stand big on feet. Like whatnots? It's the Bigfoots. Where do y'all stand on like, you know, like more supernatural stuff, you know, like ghosts and
goblins,
La Narona and stuff like that.
Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Being
that's a whole
I'm just curious about your personal view. Where do you stand on that kind
of
stuff?
I think a lot of that
I am still back here.
I don't think a lot of that is lost souls or loved ones. I think it's like demonic activity. That's a short.
Yeah, I am still back here because
I'd like to know what your opinion.
I believe the same thing. I mean, you know, Christian perspective, I don't believe in ghosts. I don't believe that. I think if there's anything, then it's...
As a Christian, you don't believe in ghosts?
As a Christian?
Because isn't that the main
evil spirits.
The Holy Ghost?
No.
She's talking about, like, people
supernatural
not crossing
ghosts?
Over.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. You either...
Calm down.
Yeah. I was like, what
not,
am I missing?
Not to turn this into religion 101 or anything, but our belief is that when you die, you pass over. You're not lingering. Yeah.
Right.
And that's
right.
What she means.
What?
I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Leave it up to Bobby to start the controversy.
I know.
You cussed.
No, I just agree with that. I think it's if it's anything, it's an evil spirit.
My tag on to his is then where would Slenderman fall into
that?
That's too new.
Okay.
That is new. We're still researching that one.
You'll have to wait for our episode on Slenderman because it is coming.
Yeah.
Just no.
The Slenderman.
We do have to wrap up soon. Let's just quickly run through, because I did promise some people I would try to get their question in.
Where's the question from Jedi
Cole? Bobby still needs a shirt. Wait, so do I.
Did you look for Age of Ultron?
Oh, Scott asked, Nessie hit the public awareness in 1933 with the surgeon's photo, but he was wondering, prior to 1933, do we have any documented sightings that weren't retroactively reported? And what he means by that is you read a lot of Nessie reports. The problem is Nessie was at its height in the 30s, right? So after that, then you start having people saying, oh, you know what? I saw it when I was 2 years old back in 1920, or my grandfather saw it in the turn of the century. Well, all these reports are only coming out after the fact, after all the hubbub hoopla. So he was wondering, has anything been documented prior to that? And yes, in 1870, there was a recording, and this is documented in Tim Dimmesdale's book about Loch Ness Monster, about a monstrous fish. Now, it wasn't in Loch Ness. It was in Loch Fyne, which is also over there. So there are documentations prior to 1933 in periodicals about these lake creatures.
There were many more before that, though.
Some medieval writings on Loch Ness, or actually something that has been referred to as in reference to Loch Ness.
Yeah.
Medieval writings.
There was what's the story about the old clergyman who apparently at Loch Ness he reported that.
Oh, he saw it swimming.
He saw it swimming, but apparently it ate like somebody in their parish or something.
baby, get in my belly.
And it was supposed to be an exorcism. Yes. Attempts at exorcisms there. And
that was more recently.
Oh, was it? Because I thought it was written, it was like in the medieval period as well.
Well, back in medieval times, that priest that we were referring to, he did, when Loch Ness came and did this attack, he went out and blessed whatever, did his blessing, or he put like a command that he would no longer come on land and attack the people in the village. So the legend says that after he did that, that's why Loch Ness never comes out of the water onto the shore, because the priest said, you know, stay your place, and that's why you only see it poking its head up and down.
But some people have seen it walking on land, though.
But that's the thing.
I've seen, like, somebody saw their head.
There have been plenty of reports where it has actually come out. There was an elderly lady who would actually cross into her yard at night because she would see it pass under her
nightlight. Now, that was very wide, Lake Placid.
Lake Placid.
She actually saw two creatures. One was, like, green and one was brown or something.
Yeah, yeah, different sizes. Ray the traveling dinosaur. Yeah, no, it wasn't Ray.
Did the Nessie Alliance summon local wizards to cast a spell for
protection?
Did the Nessie Alliance actually summon local wizards to cast a spell of protection?
Yes, actually, and they had the receipt.
Our aquatic ally.
Yes, they do actually have a receipt paying for those services, so there is documented proof on that one, sir.
So I have a question for the audience.
Oh, we're turning it around, okay.
I have a question for you guys, if some of you would be quiet.
We're looking at you, Andy.
Yes. So what do you guys think about the kill or no kill idea? Like, especially for Bigfoot.
If I could get one big stuffed Bigfoot in my living room, my Halloween party would just go up. And I really, the bigger picture, I really only care about my decor.
You can't get any lower.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely no kill.
No kill. I'm right with you, man.
Yeah.
No kill. Also, because I think if you kill Bigfoot, then what's the point of finding Bigfoot in the first place? Because, I mean, we can... To me, I think we can learn more from Sasquatch alive than dead, honestly.
We know he likes beef jerky.
Yeah. I knew that was...
I could tell by the look on your face. You're going to make...
Yeah. Good point.
The Japanese scientist that filmed the first live giant squid... I think that one survived, but then they actually pulled one and it died in the process of capturing it. That was after the first filming. The actual physical attempt to capture or obtain anything that is crypto,
not the super dog, Andy.
I think is going to probably end up in the death of whatever it is we're trying to get.
Yeah.
No matter how much effort is put into trying to capture it alive.
Yeah.
Because we don't know enough about it to begin with. And it's probably going to be captured when nobody's expecting it to be captured. So it's probably going to end up getting killed.
Uh-huh.
That doesn't mean we shouldn't try, but be resigned in the fact that if Bigfoot actually exists, we're probably going to find a body of it.
Yeah,
whatever we touch, we kill. So
I mean, we have to assume, especially in the case of Bigfoot, that we're dealing with at least a moderately intelligent creature.
Right.
I agree. Yeah.
In order to, if we can prove its existence, if it does exist, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's avoided us for this long.
Right. Exactly.
So obviously we're talking about some sort of thinking creature. Why would we want to kill?
So
I mean, if that were the case, I'd kill Bobby right now.
People try all the time.
It's happened three times this weekend already.
That's an interesting point. How intelligent do you actually believe the Sasquatch, Bigfoot, whatever you want to call it?
I honestly believe...
Start a movie with John Lithgow.
Yeah. He's amazing.
I think that more at this point, it's not necessarily intelligence as much as it is instinctual.
Yeah.
Hear or see anything, immediately just disappear and run the other direction. Because
exactly.
If we haven't seen it at this point, then
that's
clearly,
like most people in Garland.
Yeah, it's like Garland, Texas. Maybe Bigfoot's in Garland, Texas.
Well, I think, though, actually, for one of the things that I am interested in personally is the fact that even to this day,
we're finding more so aquatic animals that no one knew existed. Oh, yeah. I mean, the science of zoology has been around for centuries, and even, you know, every year we're still discovering things. And you would think in this day and age that you would never find another terrestrial animal, and every once in a while you still are still new mammals and birds, especially. I mean, insects you half expect they're going to find. Small, though.
I mean, I wouldn't expect these to see like a human size.
However, I would cite that the okapi was not discovered by modern science until the turn of the last century.
That's a good point. And the
okapi is as big as a horse. Or,
and the mountain gorilla.
Yeah. Go to the zoo, man.
They look like
they breed them there.
The ass of a zebra, basically.
They're basically like if you took a zebra and
they're brown and white.
They're actually related to giraffes, but they have a very short neck. But the okapi was not identified by modern science.
Good hiders.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And if you see where these things like it's a topic.
Possibility that a large terrestrial mammal could exist. It's highly unlikely in modern America. But as much as we like to think we've paved over the entire country, we haven't. And there are habitats. But at once you would half expect that, like, mountain lions and bobcats and stuff, you would get the odd animal, you know, coming and messing with your garbage looking for, you know, beef jerky.
Yeah. We actually have to cut off. Next panel's going to start soon. But, guys, if you're not familiar with us, you can come get one of my cards. It's got my Facebook on the back, and we do all our updates. You want to clap? Hold on.
Wait.
We're not done. Hold on.
We got to end it.
When you think about all these things, ask yourself, are they real or are they figments? Good night, folks.
Yeah. Good night.
Hello and welcome to Figments After Dark. We're coming to you live from AllCon 2014. I'm your host, Jazzy Eddie Medina, and with me is the always lovely, always beautiful, always sensuous Colleen Medina. Say hello, Colleen.
Hello, Colleen.
Oh, you naughty girl, you're so funny. Well,
wait, how come I didn't get a name?
Well, I can't think of everything. Yes, folks, we're coming to you live Saturday night from AllCon, and things were really hopping. We found ourselves a nice quiet room to do a little bit of a wrap-up and bring you some jazzy tunes all night long. Okay, I can't really keep this up any longer. But here we are at AllCon. Here we are at AllCon.
Where are we again?
AllCon.
Oh, okay.
AllCon.org, or as Cole pointed out on the Rancor Pit, NET also works.
Because I wasn't quite sure. I'm glad you clarified.
Yeah, things have been really crazy. The live shows were awesome, I thought. Colleen, what did you think about them?
They were fun. They were different.
Yeah.
And, I mean, now that I'm
a seasoned.
Now that I'm seasoned and I'm a professional expert, our next one will be easier, I think.
Yes, yes. But it was really crazy. We're only about halfway there because we still have late night Saturday and Sunday. But I guess we're beyond the halfway point. But we just wanted to touch on a few things that we didn't get to do during the live show, because with audience interaction, that was our first and foremost thing that we wanted to come out of the live shows. Mm-hmm. And we came prepared. We had some people submit online questions. We didn't get around to some of those because, quite a few, but we did want to touch on a few right now. So, Colleen, let's see. Why don't you take the first question? We can discuss a little bit about some of these.
All right. So, Kelsey Anderson asks, are there any police reports of Sasquatch attacking or killing a person? Actually, not killing, but attacking. In Nepal, there was a Sherpa, right?
Oh, that lady, yeah. I mean, that's not exactly a police report, but it was documented in their village. Yeah,
however they document it, I would say it's as good as a police report.
Sure thing.
And she said that she was attacked. I don't think that she was hurt too badly. I think he kind of just flung her out of his way. I think he may have felt threatened. And then, of course, there's the ever infamous story of Boggy Creek Monster, who attacked a young man and attacked him so bad he went into shock.
Mm-hmm. Which we kind of covered that in the last episode.
Yeah, we did. sometime. But I think he was driven into a hospital. Was it in Texas?
I think they actually drove him into Texas, even though they're in Arkansas. It's close to the border.
Yeah, and even on, I think it was the Monster Quest episode, they touched on that. And people are still remembering how he was
in
shock.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
I can't really think of it's mainly Sasquatch attacks on animals, like dogs and, of course, deer, pigs. I think alligators?
It's quite possible. I do know there's that one thing, and not so much killing, but there's a pretty well-circulated 911 call that this one gentleman put in where he was talking to the dispatcher, and he was talking about how just he has someone who's snooping around his yard. He wanted the police to come out there, and he was mentioned to the dispatcher that his dog had just been killed a few days before. And as he's talking to the dispatcher, his motion sensor light goes on in the backyard, and he's looking out the window, and he sees this giant guy dressed in black. And you could tell he's not wanting to say Bigfoot because he's probably thinking, the second I say Bigfoot, these guys are going to hang up on me, and no one's going to come out here. So he's trying his best to get around the word Bigfoot. He reports it, and you could tell in the panic in his voice that it's really pretty intense situation.
So the lady asks him, what is he doing? And he said, he's looking at me. And so apparently he was just staring at the man. And he said something like, it's a really big man, or it's a man, a black hairy man or
a black large black something. And she said, and the dispatcher's like, what, it is a man, right? And he goes, I'd say it was a guy or someone big, it's like
someone really big. He was trying really hard not to say something really big.
It's an interesting call.
Okay, next question.
Brian Long, who's a friend of ours who from the local conventions, submitted to, they're very just simple, more like personal questions. He asked, are you working with Lyle Blackburn in his Bigfoot research in East Texas? And to answer that, no, but we do know Lyle casually, and he's a great guy and has made some tremendous contributions to cryptozoology.
Yeah,
he's written just an awesome book about the Boggy Creek Monster. I believe he's working on the Lizard Man book now. Just a great guy. To hear him talk, if you ever get the chance to hear this guy talk, I would definitely recommend making an effort to hear him, because he's very interesting to listen to. He's one of those guys that, he could tell a story. He could tell a story about his, going to the grocery store shopping for groceries, and he'll make it sound interesting.
He's pretty funny, too.
Yeah. So it's a great guy. So, we don't work with him directly, but we do know him, and just tremendous contributions to cryptozoology. He also asked, Brian Long, that is, asked, do you any work in the local haunted legends such as Area Ghosts? And no, that's the ghost thing isn't really our thing, but that's just the kind of the short end of it. Is we do cover a lot of things, but we've never gone into ghost hunts. We know people who have. It's just not really our thing, probably because I'm scared.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're scared.
I knew. I could tell I was going to beat you to it. Print of a strike there. But yeah, so that's about it on that one. But let's see, Colleen, if you want to get one of these other questions.
I would love to. Daniela asked, what is your favorite movie based on a cryptid creature? Mine, I just thought right as I was reading that, The Village by M. Night Shyamalan, and people may say, well, there's no cryptid creatures in there. But that's what I think the creatures are, those we don't speak of, the creatures in the movie. That's what I think they are. He was the main guy, Mr. Walker. He was talking at some point. Creatures were said to exist in the woods, and then they based their costumes on that creature. Who's to say that's not real? I mean, who's to say that what he said isn't really in textbooks? I don't know what it could be. I have no idea. I mean, it could be anything. It honestly could be Bigfoot. If you think about it, it's a big creature and scary looking, and walks on 2 feet, and it's living in the woods, then I would say Bigfoot. They just kind of amped it up a little bit.
Yeah. It's kind of goes back to that whole thing. Hey, guys. We got some Alcon riffraff just busting in here during our live recording. What's How up? Dare y'all? Come on in. No, come on in.
Oh, wait. Where's Roy? Hi, all of the internet.
Hello.
You're more than welcome to come in.
I'll be here momentarily for you.
Who?
Okay. Roy.
Oh, no. We may have to cut this recording short.
So I heard about the Wild Gottfried.
Roy's in his jammies.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those who may not know, Roy Buckingham does a podcast called Cult Film Fanatics, which he has graciously allowed me to be a part of.
Oh, yeah.
So,
especially whenever we're dealing with Star Wars.
Yeah. So you can pull it closer if you want to.
Okay. I will let you know, now that I know that you're into this, that Boggy Creek is in the pile of films. So when I do get to The Legend of Boggy Creek, I will be calling upon you. So.
Yes.
We were just actually talking about that, right?
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, we were just doing like a quick wrap-up to the live show since we didn't get
to
cover
it.
Since all the jokers who were at the live performance, most of whom are in this room, kind of derailed us at every single freaking turn.
Boggy.
Yeah, Blakey.
Andrew.
No, this group.
No, exactly not. Hey, while we're here and recording, does anybody have anything interesting they want to share about any kind of cryptid creatures, Bigfoot, Loch Ness, your thoughts on anything? Feel free to come up to the mic and speak your piece.
Anyone you think looks like Bigfoot? I think my dad looks like Bigfoot.
Smells like Bigfoot?
Rick.
Rick.
Oh! Oh, Rick, that did not come from me.
It didn't come from me, but I do have to kind of agree with
you. For those who don't know, we're referring to Ricketeras of the United States of Geekdom, a sister show.
Geekdom?
Geekdom. It's all kind.
Is this about Ginkgo Biobla? When it comes to all of this, I've always been fascinated by, you know, Bigfoot and Boggy Creek and all them, and I think Bigfoot is one of those stories where I think whether you want to admit it or not, we want it to be true.
Because
we want to see Bigfoot. We want to see that this incredible legend actually does exist. And I think the same could be said for any of these type of legends. I mean, for as long as they've been going on, we want to believe in them. We want to keep the stories going. And I don't know how we would react if we ever did, you know, see one someday. I mean, like... The movie Bruce Almighty actually has a great deleted scene there where when Jim Carrey's character Bruce, when he realizes that he's God and he can do whatever he wants, he decides to find Bigfoot. Mm-hmm. And the way that he finds Bigfoot in the deleted scene, I wish they would have kept this because it was hilarious. He skydives without a parachute,
mm-hmm.
and Bigfoot breaks his fall.
Yeah.
And...
Oh.
Big and it, well, it,
heard
it,
about this.
It doesn't kill Bigfoot, but Bigfoot still has this confused look on his face, like what just happened?
Oh my gosh.
And he's got the crew here. He's like, "Oh my God, I found Bigfoot!" And Bigfoot's freaking out
uh-huh.
at this point, but not freaking out like tearing everything limb to limb. He's just confused and looks disturbed at this point. But I think people secretly, whether they want to admit it or not, they want to have a moment like that where all of a sudden, oh my God, here it is.
You know,
exactly.
Colleen always says that if you can't allow yourself to open yourself up to the possibility of these things being real, then you're missing part of the fun of life. Mm-hmm. You know, just enjoying life, whether or not it's real or not, it's really just kind of fun to sit back and obsess and think, what if?
Why just think that everything that has been discovered is all that's ever going to be discovered?
Exactly. Well, and to me, I mean, the old axiom, I want to believe, exactly, it's Mulder's poster in The X-Files.
Yes.
And to me, belief in the paranormal is entirely illogical. Against all science and modern discoveries, these things, quote-unquote, can't exist. We can't prove that they do, we can't prove that they don't, but mm-hmm. belief in such creatures does make the world a far more interesting and far more colorful place.
And besides all these stories, they had to stem from something. I mean, even fiction, even fiction
mm-hmm.
is inspired by a real-life event or anything. So,
exactly.
I mean, so these had to come from somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I mean, even if it's something like obscure as a pit bull taking a chicken and somebody mistooking it for a giant monster, I mean, who knows? But it had to come from somewhere. There has to be some, you know, little minuscule amount of truth to it.
Right. So. There are so many people. so many cultures, rather, that have a deity or a creation myth to that effect, and loads of people say, well, every culture that has evolved since the dawn of time has had some belief in some kind of god. How can they all be wrong? Well, okay, every culture has their version of the vampire myth or a were-creature or something of that effect. How can they all be
wrong? Well, even, like, the Aborigines have the Bunyip, I mean, which is, you know, which goes back to years and years and years and years ago. So, I mean, it's a universal thing.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and you know, you hear about these people talking, these accounts that happened back in the 1700s, 1800s, and you realize, okay, that's not just coming out because of Loch Ness Monster or the Patterson footage. These are things that people were seeing and saying that they saw a long, long time ago. So they saw something, and it may not have really been anything. It could have just been misidentification, which we've talked about. But it just makes you wonder, these people that...
What started it?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, and if they're woodsmen constantly going into the woods, constantly hunting, and they come upon something that they've never seen before, well, I mean, haven't they pretty much seen everything if they're always in the woods? Or people, fishermen, you know, or even, you know, going off of that, UFOs, military.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'll say on and on, I know every aircraft that's ever been built. I know what it looks like, and this is something I've never seen before.
Exactly.
Well, and then a good, you know, argument to show that there's still the possibility that exists is, and you even touched on this in the episode that you recorded, until recently, the idea of the giant squid was considered this also, and then bam, lo and behold, here's the giant squid, you know, in reality. So,
yeah.
I mean, it could happen. I mean, just to, you know, simply dismiss it as, oh, that's ridiculous. Well, how do you know? How do you honestly know?
And something you said, I'm not sure, what was your name? If you want to share your name, you can.
Andrew. I'm Andrew, friend of...
Not farmer.
You kind of mentioned something that made me think of something else. It's like, it's funny how sometimes these Bigfoot stories are different depending on the region.
Mm-hmm.
You know, up in the Pacific Northwest, they're a lot more docile, almost peaceful, you know.
Well, they're like creatures. How he is in Harry and the Hendersons.
Yeah, basically. Exactly.
Right. They've got more room to roam, where they don't feel claustrophobic.
Now, you talk about the South, and the stories seem to reflect a more aggressive creature.
Well, because all that fur, and it's so hot.
That, and they have less terrain to traverse. One theory that I think is brilliant is, since they're confined to smaller areas, they are forced to interbreed. And when you interbreed, you start to bring out traits like aggression, and sometimes their digits are different. Instead of having five
footprints,
their footprint is a little different. Sometimes they have a handprint where it may have just four fingers and maybe a malformed fifth finger.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff like that.
And besides, have you seen Boggy Creek?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it makes the swamp and swamp thing look like Beverly Hills, crying out loud. So.
I want to visit.
He loves to just bring back the references back to Hollywood and everything.
Well, it's the truth. I mean, I've seen the real Boggy Creek, and I can't understand why people would want to live there. I'm sorry if anybody from Boggy Creek is listening, but I'm sorry.
Oh man, that's funny. Anybody else ever want to share anything? Thoughts on anything cryptid related?
I think when it comes down to anything cryptic, finding anything is going to be difficult. But the biggest thing that we're going to be able to not necessarily believe would be aquatic creatures, because there's so much of the ocean
that we
have not and probably will not ever actually see.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
There's so much down there that could periodically come up and catch a glimpse of it, and then 1,000 years later, we'll see it again.
The oceans is Darwin's grab bag, for crying out loud.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just, it's like you guys mentioned, they're always discovering new life every year. And just like last year, they discovered 50 new species in the ocean alone. I mean, you never know what's going to be discovered.
Yeah. I mean, we have so many types of extremophiles that can live in active volcanoes. Why can't we have things that live deep down? I mean, it's been said that we know more about the surface of the moon and Mars than we do about our own oceans.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good point. That's
I mean,
good
the
point.
Fact that there's water underwater. I mean, if we can have water underwater, I believe we could have Bigfoot or the Loch Ness Monster. So the fact that Bikini Bottom really exists, you know, that to me is proof.
See, and this is the thing. On dry land, we can't even get around to investigating and exploring everything on land.
Mm-hmm.
Compound that
a hundredfold when you talk about the ocean.
I know, because the land is only 25% of the planet. Yes. So, you know, you the minute you dive in that ocean, you know, as much as James Cameron wants to explore as much as he can, it ain't going to happen in his lifetime. I mean, we're still discovering new stuff even today, and it's not even done yet, because we haven't even explored every inch of that ocean yet.
Well, you guys talked about the giant squid. That's not the same as the colossal squid.
No.
And so I think what they have a picture of that, but they don't have...
They've only gotten film evidence of it, and it's brief film evidence of it, but they've never actually captured it. But the fact that we have proof it exists, I mean...
Now, they haven't captured it, but did they have a body that washed up?
Yes.
Or something that made them realize, okay, this isn't the giant squid, this is a colossal squid, yeah. So it really does exist.
And, I mean, they had scientists come out to make sure that it wasn't a fake, and they're like, no, this is a real squid, and there's, you know, nothing tacked together to it or anything.
Yeah.
And that's when they realized, okay, it exists. So, as far as I'm concerned, to me, that tells me we shouldn't self-doubt any of these stories, because who knows? We could find another colossal squid and in the form of either Bigfoot or the Chupacabra or whatever.
And the only reason that came out was because one washed ashore or whatever whatever happened. So if Bigfoot could just wash ashore,
or fall out of a tree,
it would just all be there.
Or we can get him angry with some more beef jerky or something. You know?
Step in front of an 18-wheeler or something. Oh, gosh. But we should probably wrap up. Thanks, guys, for, you know, just off the cuff, just jumping in here, Scott and Andrew and Roy, everybody who showed
up.
That's
a fascinating subject matter. I mean, because it's an unsolved mystery that's going to constantly be an unsolved mystery, and these unsolved mysteries still fascinate children today.
Children at heart.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and like I said, it's not anything I'm trying to fill a void with, but because I don't feel like I have any voids, but it's just something fun
to do. That's right, they're not, woman. Best to recognize.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
But it's just something fun. And I think even one of the skeptic scientist doctors, had said something towards that. And he was kind of talking like he was making you think that he didn't believe in that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then he, in a later documentary, we saw that he was kind of pushing more towards... that he did, you know, and he was saying the exact same thing that I was saying, you know, that it's
just... Well, I subscribe to the Bill Nye philosophy where it's show me it and then fine, yeah.
Right.
Until then, I'm not going to dismiss his existence, so...
Right.
I'm not saying I do believe, I'm saying I want to believe that we can't preclude the chance that these fantastical creatures do exist, because it's impossible to know everything.
Yeah, to just simply dismiss something and say no to me is too tunnel visioned. So
right, exactly.
Well, thanks again, guys. We're going to wrap it up because the next panel is about to set up. But again, thanks. And this is us live at AllCon. You're listening to Figments.
This is us, really. This is us.
This is we
be
Weebies.
Figments is a production of EdMed Art Studios and hosted by the Jedi Cole Universe. You can find us at www.jedicole.com and www.eddiemedina.com. Thank you for listening, and